Hallelujah. Good morning, precious brothers and sisters. It's Psalm 75 we're finishing off this morning. And this psalm is it's just so relevant, as every psalm is, but relevant to what's going on in this day. Here we see there's a appointed time for judgment, and when the judgment comes, the horns of the wicked will be cut off and the horns of the righteous will be lifted up. And we've seen that through the ages. You had Abe, who built the ark, Noah and his family saved and floating above the problems, above the flood, and then people perishing. And all through the ages, you've seen that God exalts one or a group of people, but then the others, they are brought down low. And so he's got his time to move. And so we need to know that God is in control. And this is what we just so seen here, being reminded of again, especially in this time that we are in. And the verses this morning is from 8 to 10.
For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup with foaming wine, well mixed, and he pours out from it, and all the wicked on the earth shall drain it down to the dregs. But I will declare it forever. I will sing praises to God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked I will cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up.
Horns speak about your strengths. Where is your strengths? Are you boasting in yourself? Are you boasting in man? Are you boasting in governments? Or is your strength in the Lord? Are you the armor, everything you stand for, is it in the Lord's strength, or in just a means of surviving your job, or surviving whatever situations you face? So it's all about, you know, if you find your life, you're going to lose it. But if you lose your life for his name's sake, you will find it. And this is what we are seeing. This word is so, the word of God has become so relevant. You know, just before this, I was a bit doubt. I was doubting a bit. You know, I just love the word. I know the word. I can't sit and talk so much about business and about many other things. And in this last 2 years, I've just learned to just appreciate this word and the goodness of God and the provision, the armor that God has made available to us so much, because it's the only thing that can make you stand in this evil day. And we are in this evil day. And those of you that are still wanting to put your head in the sand and not wanting to know evil, you really need to wake up, because it's right here on our doorstep. And when we wake up and we see it, we can draw our strength from the bigness and the goodness of a God that has provided for this in every way, that we can stand even in this evil day and declare the name of the Lord. Because at the end of the day, we know the story. David slew Goliath. Esther and her friends, they executed the written judgment, and Mordecai, is it Mordecai or the other? Yeah, but the evil ones had planned evil for them. They were brought down low. Same in the time of Joshua. Joshua stood secure, tall, strong, and the enemy was defeated. In the time of Gideon, I'm thinking of. Was actually Gideon that. And in the time of Daniel and his friends, they light shone brightly. Amen. Their God was with them. And that's where we are at this time. And that message there of the lawyers bringing this whole case to the fore. You want to understand what has been going on? Listen to that. Listen to that, so you can be wise to why you need your armor on, why you need to be strong in the Lord, why you need to not make your, you shouldn't have made room. But if you did make room, man, you just turn to the Lord with more zeal, more motivation to stand strong in the Lord. And And keep your shield, the faith up, the faith of God up. And then with the sword, execute the written judgment. Execute what we've just seen here. The strength of the wicked will be cut off, but the strength and the beauty of the righteousness that comes from God, those that have made that their refuge and their strength will stand fast. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.